For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. The state is recalling 48,000 masks sent out to first responders. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services conducted testing over the weekend and found some did not meet standards. The Columbia, Missourian reports the announcement comes at a time when those on the front lines of the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic have been facing shortages of personal protective equipment. Missouri Department of Public Safety Director Sandy Karsten announced that the State Emergency Management Agency sent out a notice to local law enforcement and fire service agencies yesterday afternoon, recalling KN95 masks that were sent out April 2nd and last Wednesday. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Director Randall Williams also announced at the briefing yesterday that the state is encouraging people who have recovered from COVID-19 to donate plasma, with the hope of helping current patients. People are eligible to donate plasma if they are over 18, are not pregnant, have tested positive for COVID-19, and have been free of its symptoms for at least 14 days. Donations are voluntary and unpaid. Senator Caleb Rowden announced yesterday via Twitter that state lawmakers are tentatively planning to return to work April 27th. The city is seeking proposals from organizations interested in providing services at a camp for the homeless during the COVID-19 pandemic, and from hotels or motels that can provide rooms for people who need to be either isolated or quarantined. The Columbia, Missourian reports the deadline for responding to both requests for proposals is 5 p.m. Friday. The request indicates the city will provide an encampment site and mark it off for up to 70 individual 16-by-16-foot campsites. The city would also provide potable water, waste containers, portable toilets, hand-washing stations, and recorded staff and volunteer training. The Missouri Department of Labor announced some people who applied for unemployment will receive their $600 federal pandemic unemployment payment this week. The $600 is a federal supplement to unemployment benefits from the state for the next 4 months. It's part of the CARES Act, which was a federal stimulus package intended to provide economic relief during the pandemic. The Boone County History and Culture Center is asking community members to share their perspective during this time by donating their own written or digital journal for a Remembering Coronavirus project. Journals can include daily activities, letters to family, poems, emails, videos, or photographs. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.